بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
A major benefit brought by Imam Khomeini was familiarizing people with concept of resistance. This is the part of the speech delivered on June 4th, 2022 by Imam Khomeini, the leader of the Islamic Revolution. On the 33rd demise anniversary of Imam Khomeini, greetings be upon him. The next recommendation is that you should reveal the enemy's lies, deceptions, and psychological warfare. At the time of Imam, there was no internet, nor did satellites exist in this form. In those days, Imam used to say that the enemy fought against us with his pen. Imam was aware of this. Today, the issue is not about pens, rather it is about cyberspace, satellites, and psychological warfare. One that is comprehensive and rampant everywhere. You should not let the enemy's psychological warfare impact the country. Let me cite a small example of psychological warfare. They stole our oil on Greek shores. Then our self-sacrificing and valiant soldiers made up for it and confiscated the enemy's ship carrying oil. Then the enemy accused Iran to theft via his comprehensive propaganda and media empire. Who is a thief? You stole our oil. We took it back from you. Taking back stolen property is not theft. It is you who are thieves.
دنیای اسلام یک
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The Americans order the Greek government, and they obey by stealing our oil. Well, these are instances of psychological warfare. You should confront such psychological warfare, examples of which occur every day. The next recommendation is that you must make the most of the people's faith for producing good deeds. The people are pious and have faith. This faith can produce good actions. You can do this. Our magnanimous Imam was a master at this. Imam was a genius in making the most of the people's faith for producing good deeds. The next recommendation is that you should not let some people pretend that the country has reached a dead end. This is some people's job right now in cyberspace. Now some individuals do it out of negligence or they are paid to do it. I do not know, but they want to pretend that the country has reached a dead end. No! The country will not reach a dead end. This happened at the time of Imam too. At that time, some people wrote in newspapers that the country had reached a dead end. Imam said, no, it is you who reached the dead end. The Islamic Republic will not reach a dead end. He said that it was they who had reached a dead end. This is the truth of the matter.
You've done for me through all my years I've been lost. You guided me from all the ways that were wrong. Indeed, you gave me hope. Oh Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that. guided me